you were asking about costumes, so I will point to one interesting, a good way to perhaps start a halacha chabura, a different part of Hilchas Bishul. In Yerideya, the very beginning of the halachas of Pasuk Bechala, of the first siman, Siman Pei Zayin, Yerideya, one of which is sort of like a introductory siman, so one of the macro topics that comes up is how do you deal with Maris Ayin in the world of Pasuk Bechala. You have something that looks fleshic together with something that's milchic, or something that looks milchic together with fleshic. So is that a problem or not? And Raman, the Shach, the Beit, you're only worried about if it looks like it's Daraisa, if it looks like it's Drabanan, chicken and milk. If the actual chicken, actual milk, we paskin is into Drabanan. So the Raman, the Shach, have a debate, what will be if it's, let's say, chicken in soy milk, or chicken in almond milk, where it looks as though it's into Drabanan. So is that a concern or not? So in the course of that, one of the things that comes up in the literature is that probably was a common minhag on Purim. To have chicken in almond milk. So that's the discussion. Maybe you should have almonds flowing in the almond milk, or maybe have a container, that would be a modern day equivalent, have a container of almond milk on the table, so that makes it clear that it's almond milk, not actual milk, that's not a problem. Or would you say, since it only looks like an isidrabanan, so there's no problem with marasai, unless it looks like an isidaraisa. What's fascinating is that the historical mitzias, this was apparently standard Purim cuisine, is a chicken in almond milk. So I've thought about this at Purim suitors over the years. It could be that that's the same shoresh hadavar as customs. In other words, it looks as though it's something that's not. To serve, there was a dafka to serve something that looked treif, and it was really kosher. So I tried, later, to have soy milk. We don't have chicken in soy milk, but to have soy milk over the course of the Purim Suda, that seems like it was a very ancient minhag, and that's a different version of the dressing up. And presumably, again, all of this comes back to the whole theme of the Nes of Purim, is to understand that the message for the post-Nevuah period, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very much with us even when he is in obvious. And as the famous observation has been made many times about Shem Shamayim not being in the Megillah. It's worth noting that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't appear explicitly, but at the same time, it's very clear that the people in the Megillah, specifically Mordechai and Esther, are profound ma'aminim. And most importantly, perhaps one of the most central turning points of the Megillah, of course, is when Mordechai challenges Esther. Right? That's when Esther totally changes. When he says, right, If you're not gonna stand up now, so if you're gonna make excuses, Rav Chatzal Yavaluim Malkam Acher, the Kaisa will be taken care of some other way. Obviously, reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without saying so, probably referencing is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. We're not sure how. And he goes on to say, but Mi Odeim Olayz Kadosi Gad Hamalchus. In the sense, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of each of us. In other words, Mordechai recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already saw to it that she would, through remarkably unusual ways, end up in the palace in the first place. And that the sense of analyzing your present for signs of divine purpose, and then understanding that that's a mechayev in terms of how we move forward. So all of that, there's not just the abstract Emuna in the, but also acting on it. Those are obviously very, very central lessons of Purim, recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there even behester, that even if he's master panav, as the Chumash describes, but it's the way Shlomo Melech explicates in Shir Hashirim, he's metzitz min acharakim, he's peeking between the cracks. Master panav means, hester panav means that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow us to see him. He's still watching, he's still involved, it's harder for us to notice that he's watching, but he is no less watching just because it's the time of Hester Panim, the Pashup Shat and those Psukim, and that again brings us back. So that's the dressing up, and the dressing up, the eating, the thing that seems like it's treif, even though it's really kosher. In other words, it seems as though there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really there is.